Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
Bob Marley and the Wailers kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance with So Much Trouble in the World. Now, this week's broadcast will be slightly shorter than average because quite a lot sort of going on at the moment, from personal all the way through to globally. On the global scene, if we look across the Atlantic, US President Stinky Trump has now survived the impeachment. He was acquitted of the impeachment charges. But even though he's not guilty of those charges, officially, there's plenty else that he is guilty of, such as racism, arch-sexism, homophobia, climate denial, mocking disabled people, and being a warmonger. So either which way, let's hope that later this year he gets voted out of office. Meanwhile, interesting time for the Democrats, who will of course be putting up a candidate against Trump later this year. The big question is who? I mean, Bernie Sanders seems to be extremely popular among the members and among the American people. But the Democrat machinery seems to be trying to stop him getting the nomination. Kind of reminds you of the situation with Corbyn about 5 or so years ago. Let's hope that, like Corbyn, Sanders can take the nomination to be the Democrat presidential candidate. And let's hope that, unlike Corbyn, Sanders can actually win the presidency. And down to the personal level, interesting times at work at the moment. Challenging times, but there is a challenge there to be won. Not saying too much, but maybe the next report up here on Radio Resistance should be a bit of a clue anyway. Going back to the music with the sound of Rob Johnson. Win, lose or draw.
Unbeaten! Unbeaten! Jackson.
Rob Johnson there, win, lose, or draw. Next up, I'm going to talk about 10 good reasons why you should join a union if you're not in one already. Now, the following information is from the website of the union I'm a part of, namely Unite the Union. But the points apply to practically all unions. Number one, you can earn more. Trade union members earn, on average, 10% more than non-members. Number two, you could get more holiday. Unions are, after all, the people who brought you the weekend. And practically all unions campaign to protect your holiday entitlement. Number three, you can get a better deal. Unions' job is to negotiate terms of maternity or paternity leave, pensions and redundancy, winning you far more than the legal minimum. Number four, you are less likely to be injured. There are 50% fewer accidents in unionised workplaces. And unions work to ensure employers protect employees from risks to their health and safety. Number five, unions offer support whenever you need it. All union members have access to free advice, support, and legal representation when required. With union support, you can stand up for your rights and make sure that you are treated fairly at work. Number six, certainly in the case of Unite. In or out of work, there is a place for you. Unite Community Section offers a place for all those out of work, studying or retired, meaning that you're always part of something bigger. Number seven, this is true of a lot of unions, you get more and better training. Union members are more likely to get on with better training and development. Unite, for example, has fully trained learning reps to help you update your skills. Number eight, you can get better compensation. Unite members, for example, keep 100% of any compensation awarded. And in the case of Unite the Union, last year over £200 million was won for members and their families by Unite. Number nine, in a union you get better job security. Trade union members are more likely to stay in their jobs for longer, on average 5 years more than non-members. And last but not least, number 10, being in a union means being part of the fight for fairness. From defending our NHS to fighting for decent homes, to campaigning against discrimination. And remember, a union is its members. That means you, if you were become a part of the union. They don't call it part of the union for nothing. When workers band together in a union, they are better and stronger than the individual sum of the parts. Namely, we can do more together than as individuals. So if you're not in a union yet, then join. And on that note, going back to the music with the sound of Billy Bragg, there is power in a union.
She's wiser. Just laws cannot defeat us. But who'll defend the workers who cannot organise when the bosses send their lackeys out to cheat us? Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow, a light to the child.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. The Tories have launched a new law and order crackdown after Sudesh Aman's stabbed and injured two people. Aman was then gunned down by police and military intelligence who were monitoring him. Instead of looking at the roots of terror in Britain's wars, the Tories hope to benefit from falsely posing as the protectors of ordinary people. More cops, harsher laws, bigger prisons, more spies and more money for repression benefits only the people at the top of society. 14 days of strikes will hit 74 universities across Britain, with action starting this month. Members of the UCU union will walk out for 2 days on Thursday 20th of February and plan to escalate action to a week-long strike in March. The strike is over pensions, pay, conditions and equality. The Tory strategy for the coming COP26 climate conference is in disarray as the Prime Minister last week sacked the group's president. But the mood among activists planning protests is electric. School climate strikers, workers, students and Extinction Rebellion came together last weekend. Leo Varadkar hoped to get an easy ride to re-election as the Taoiseach Prime Minister this week. He hoped the mess the British government had made of Brexit would make him appear like a reassuring figure, but polls say he was wrong. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, powerful strikes in West London win a key victory against NHS outsourcing. A Labour Party mayor in Liverpool has said his council will refuse to implement any more cuts. As the coronavirus arrives in Britain, York students are challenging the racist explanations for the infection. A single parent is taking the Department for Work and Pensions to court over benefit rules that forced her into debt. People who contracted serious diseases after being given contaminated blood in the 80s were kept in the dark, ostracised and blamed. In the US, Bernie Sanders is proving to be a challenge to the Democratic Party establishment. Strikes in France continue to defy the French cops. A feature on US President Trump's so-called peace plan for Palestine. A historical feature on how a few world leaders carved up the world 75 years ago this month. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or buy your copy in Chesterfield Town Centre each Saturday from 11am through till 12:30pm outside Primark. Or pick up a copy from the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forums, held each Thursday evening downstairs in Chesterfield Library from 7pm. Or you can get Socialist Worker delivered. For more info, email swchesterfield@gmail.com or phone or text 07919 486 101.
Socialist Worker is your paper.
Buy it, read it,
sell it.
And they call this criminal justice. Tell me, where do we go wrong? Fight and conquer all the weapons, but together we are strong. Remember the day like yesterday in 1984. The miners, they were out of strike, thought you declared a war. Stood on all good battlefields, the cavalry advanced. The miners, they were ill prepared, didn't stand a chance. They smashed it only to the lion's shin from the throne. On that day the blood was spilled to bind the beast of honour. And they call this criminal justice. Tell me, where did we go wrong? Fight and conquer was a weapon, but together we are strong. Although he was a travelling man, he had no fixed abode. He wandered around the countryside, just living off the road. Lived in life without a care, some songs for you and me. There he stand with the sticks in hand, just longing to be free. But the coppers, they would come along and shove the guy around, because he chose a different life, they brought him out of town. And they call this criminal justice. Tell me, where did we go wrong? Fight and conquer was the weapon, but together we are strong. Set up for the solstice east to build a secret site. The bill says that's illegal as we gather through the night. Marveled at the Shaker Stone, we didn't come to fight. Your head screams a mile away as you drag us from the side. tried your best to make the man who didn't want to move. Laws are stacked against you, you're always gonna lose. And they call this criminal justice. Tell me, where did we go wrong? Fight and conquer was the weapon, but together we are strong. Criminal Justice Bill 1994, illegal gatherings and their eviction laws. Eviction laws.
Ferocious Dog there, Criminal Justice. Now, more or less a week ago on Sunday, Sudesh Aman was shot dead by police in Streatham, South London, after stabbing and injuring two people. And following this, the Tory Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced yet more repressive measures to show out to right-wing law and order brigade types. Firstly, he wants people convicted of terrorism offences to lose their right to early release. Now, whatever the impact is on civil rights, which is bad, it'll also hardly encourage them to reform while they're inside. If, indeed, reforming prisoners is the role of the prisons and sentencing system anyway. At Thursday night's Chesterfield Socialist Worker meeting, Socialist Worker Forum on Is the State Neutral? Jane explained how the legal system is not there to protect the people, but to protect the capitalist system and the capitalist establishment.
Let's have a think about the law courts and the role of the prisons, because this is really a way in which laws are used to punish the rest of us and keep us in line. You think about the fact that in prisons, most people that are there because they've committed quite low-level crimes. Theft, low-level drug dealing, you know, sometimes, and you think about women prisoners, the majority of people that are in those kinds of prisons are there simply because they are poor and in debt. They've got unpaid fines. They have been taken to court for minor offences like shoplifting, alongside prisoners that have committed much more serious offences. And really what I would say is that the role of the courts and the role of the prisons are there as a means of not just dealing with, you know, acts that are antisocial, but they're also there for dealing with any kind of acts of resistance or any kind of groups of people that want to fight back and organise any kind of opposition to the status quo. So you think about the way that the courts in December ruled against the postal workers going on strike. And at the moment, you know, there are all kinds of measures through the court system to stop the rail workers taking strike action. But you also think about the way that protesters against climate catastrophe, you know, people that want to fight for LGBT plus rights, you know, workers that go on strike can get arrested. You know, all those kinds of situations where people are wanting to resist, wanting to fight back, and the courts and the prisons are used really as a means of controlling that kind of unity and that kind of opposition.
Now, chillingly, Johnson also wants the new sentencing rules to apply not just to people who are convicted in the future, i.e. people who were new convictions after the rule is passed. He also wants it to apply to those who are already in jail as we speak, meaning that people who are sentenced under one system can find themselves facing a wholly new and worse situation. But worst of all, a plan to criminalise the possession of anything deemed to glorify or encourage extremism. Now, let's consider who the establishment consider to be extremist. I mean, the police have had on their guidelines for who is extremist, non-violent groups like Extinction Rebellion included. So, would possession of an Extinction Rebellion flyer become a criminal offence? I mean, at the end of the day, can we really trust the police to make the right and fair decisions? I mean, yeah, individual police officers may be reasonable, decent people, but their job description and their working environment, again, makes them a tool of the capitalist system and the capitalist establishment that run that system. Now, okay, I'm not going to decry, or at least decry too much, the politicians on the, including some on the left, who demand extra funding for the police. I mean, it is true to say that if you're a victim of crime, real crime that is, then at times when police do have surplus funds, especially in times of low levels of class struggle, the police do sometimes do a reasonable job of investigating stuff like burglaries, violent assaults, etc. Okay, we all know that it's on the same way that in Les Miserables, when the Thurniers are doing quite well, well off, Cosette may have a pair of shoes to wear, if you know where I'm coming from. Anyway, as Jane explained on Thursday night, protecting ordinary people ain't the main role of the police under capitalism.
You think about the police force, and, you know, we're told that they're there to solve crimes, that they're there to help us. You know, I was brought up and told by my grandma, you go and ask a policeman if you get lost and they help you cross the road. My experience since that has been really quite different and quite contrary to that. Yeah. And, you know, there is a question about what is the role of the police force? Do they really solve crime? Are they really there to do that? Or are they there to protect, again, the rule of the minority at the top and protect their right to own private property and to be able to continue their social position? And they do that through the power to arrest. You know, you think about stop and search in a black community. You think about raiding LGBT clubs and bars. You think about them harassing people that are on the streets that are begging or busking. You think about people in exile that were recently arrested for taking action over climate change. You think about every time we've had to oppose racists and fascists, the police have been there and often actually aided the ability of racists and fascists to mobilise on the streets and defended them more than anyone opposing them. You think about them kettling whole communities in the way that they did in the miners' strike. You think about the violence of all grief, the violence of the poll tax riots, and more recently, you know, the way that the police have acted in places like Hong Kong against the students that are protesting and the sort of violence that was unleashed on the protesters, the Gilets Jaunes in France, the Yellow Vests, and people that protested there, and the way that they treat people who riot. You know, so we have an institution in the police that is obviously there not just to solve crime, but to protect a minority at the top, and again, like the courts and the judiciary, to maintain that kind of class rule.
And in any case, harsher sentences and more police won't stop terrorism. To deal with terrorism, we must look at the root cause of terrorism. In the case of Islamic terror, as with Amman, it's rooted in the West's illegal wars in like Iraq and Afghanistan, and with the West, including Britain, backing up the Israeli state, which oppresses and slaughters Palestinians in huge numbers. prisoners. So, in a rational world, it should be our rulers and our establishment who are in jail. Instead, we're seeing erosion of civil liberties, which today are affecting so-called extremists and the already hammered Muslim population, and which may tomorrow be extended to be used against striking workers and anyone who the establishment sees as a threat to their system or a threat to them making their profits. We must oppose this. And now I'm going to go back to the music. Here's a track which was requested by Tim of the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre, Sound of the Clash. I fought the law. This is Pick of the Strikes. A roundup of strikes locally, nationally and internationally. School students across Britain are set to take to the streets of Friday this week in the latest phase of climate strikes, coordinated by the UK Schools Climate Network, which has four demands. It's calling on the government to implement a Green New Deal, communicate the severity of the ecological crisis, and on schools to teach young people about the climate catastrophe. A fourth demand, to implement proportional representation in elections and reduce the voting age to 16, was added recently in response to the general election. UK School Climate Network activists are buoyed by the news that Extinction Rebellion has called for a mass demonstration on Saturday, 22nd of February. NEU union members at 34 sixth form colleges are set to strike on Wednesday in their battle to win more funding. Strikers will also rally in Westminster Square and hold a lobby of Parliament on 27th of February. Strikes will hit 74 universities across Britain in February and March, starting with a two-day walkout on Thursday, 20th of February. UCU union members will then escalate strikes each week, ending with a week-long strike. The strikes are to defend their pension scheme and to fight for real terms pay rise, plus changes to contracts and workloads. Carpet workers in West Yorkshire remained absolutely solid as they began the 11th week of an indefinite strike over pay. The Unite Union members at Westex Carpets in Cleckheaton walked out in November after bosses imposed a pay freeze. Workers employed by catering firm Rail Gourmet staged a 48-hour strike on Thursday and Friday of last week. The RMT union members supply catering and refreshment on Great Western Railway services, operating from Paddington, West London. They're fighting for proper night shift allowance, increased workloads, and an end to defective equipment and management bullying. Union members working for private contractors at the Foreign and Commonwealth Office began a month-long strike on Monday of this week. The strikers, including cleaners, maintenance workers and security guards, have been fighting bosses at Interserve for over a year over pay and privatisation. The strike in central London is taking the fight to the government, demanding that Tory Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab takes responsibility for staff in his own government department employed by outsourcer Interserve. Chants of shame rang out against Transport for London bosses at the headquarters in Southwark, South London, as hundreds of workers struck on Thursday. This marked the first of four walkouts by Unite Union members against a paltry 1% pay offer to workers on dial-a-ride buses. Strikers include revenue protection officers, road enforcement officers, compliance officers and others. On Friday 28th of February, they'll be joined by Unite members on the Woolwich Ferry, who are fighting for London living wage of £10.75 an hour. Subcontractor Briggs Marine Limited runs the Thames River crossing in South East London on a contract to Transport for London. Workers at two Newham, East London schools were set to strike together on Thursday against privatisation, or using the new speak, academisation of the schools. NEU union members at St Michael's Catholic Primary School are striking against enforced academisation, while those at St Bonaventure's School are walking out against a transfer of employer. Both plan a two-day strike from Wednesday of next week and a three-day strike from Tuesday 25th of February. And there'll be more strikes in part two of Pick of the Strikes, which is coming up after this next track by The Enemy Within. Strike.
protecting a woman with two kids.
Welcoming you back to part two of Pick of the Strikes. Counting down to workers' power. Security guards at St George's Medical School in South London are set to strike for 2 days from Monday and plan another 2-day strike from 24th of February. The United Voices of the World Union members are fighting to be brought back in-house from subcontractor Noonan. PCS union members at the HM Revenue and Customs Office in Ealing picketed against its closure at the start of a half-day strike last Thursday and stayed out for a full day on Friday. And now, if anybody listening still thinks that trade unions just take your money and don't do anything for you, I'm going to prove you wrong with some victories. Over 200 outsourced porters, cleaners and caterers at St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, West London, have won their fight to be brought in-house. Following strikes, sit-ins and protests by the United Voices of the World Union members and the threat of an indefinite strike starting this month, hospital bosses at the Imperial Trust will terminate the contract with outsourcers Sodexo and employ the workers as NHS staff from 1st of April. This is also a victory for patients. Study after study shows hospitals that outsource their ancillary staff have higher incidences of infections, including MRSA. Library workers in Bromley, South East London, went back to work on Wednesday after an all-out strike that lasted 8 months. Unite Union members in the borough's 14 libraries walked out on 6th of June against a restructure which would have seen job losses. But But there will now be no compulsory redundancies, and an agreement has also been reached on pay progression and arrears payments. The Unite Union has declared victory in a pay dispute by finance workers at Newham Council in East London. A dozen council tax benefit managers won a very significant lump sum and moved to the top of the next grade of the pay scale. Finally, onto the international scene. Another day of national strikes and demonstrations was set for Thursday of this week in France. Last week, around 10,000 firefighters had come to Paris, protesting over pensions and other issues. Around 40 strikers at waste incineration plants near Paris, who had been part of a strike since 23rd of January, sadly are in the process of being requisitioned, i.e. the process of instructing strikers to return to work under threat of prosecution. But, on the other hand, there are also fresh signs. There are also signs of fresh waves of militancy. A big movement of school students and teachers is resisting the new E3C testing regime. Blockades, occupations and walkouts have forced the cancellation of tests in dozens of schools.
Workers at work, unite! You have nothing to lose but your chains!
Well, we're coming towards the end of part one of this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance. Kicking off part two, we'll be talking about, as part of our series on the environment. Food and the environment. But taking you towards the end of part one of this week's broadcast, here's Sixth Mass and Climate Rebel.
On a path to a climate disaster, need to respect, but we ain't gonna last, cause these effects gonna be acting fast and fast. So take part in a march, I remind the designer, protest sign, get with the movement, yeah, the peace kind, get in tune to the movement. Here's the blueprint, what do you think? 123 countries protest on the same day, cause Greta knew what to say. The new strike is a new sight, just a new life. People have power, power, you and I, but the papers, they didn't write us a profit, them, so they didn't like to type an article about the truth. All you do is shun us, could you work for the suits? Rebellion, new strat for climate, join these things if you like surviving. What such colossal fools if you're still using fossil fuels? Let's break away from this agriculture, address the effects of agriculture. Ice caps melting, sea levels rising, we need to stand up, what a time to be alive. In like the sea, we too are rising, rising up to the highest point of realizing. Our generation, you fail to hear, when it's our generation, who'll be here? Our generation, you fail to hear, when it's our generation, who'll be here? Through the many hot years, time for you to face our fears. You've taken away the polar bear and you've killed all the bees. You've poisoned the clean air and you've polluted all the seas. You've killed our abilities to share and you've chopped down all the trees. You've taken away our dreams and turned us all into machines. You've risen the seas, raised the temperature, killed the animals. There's nothing left for us, it's all desolate. No, no, no one will remember us. Until we rise up like the seas, we too will rise up. Open your mind, see what you can find. We can save humanity, yeah, we got time. 12 years to act, probably 11 now. But get out of your house and start getting clever now.